Worker self-control. Worker self-control is a methodology from quality management and lean production systems that breaks down the required elements for successful worker empowerment. This methodology helps properly prepare workers, the environment, and the organization's responsibility and accountability structure to be effective in an empowered worker culture. It can be especially helpful when transitioning from a command and control environment to an empowered one. Worker self-control is present when individuals at all levels of an organization understand how to achieve planned results in their circle of influence and are held accountable for those results. It provides workers with what they need to meet quality objectives. It is a universal concept applicable to all personnel in the organization. As seen in Exhibit 8-36, for workers to be in a state of self-control, they must have the knowledge of what they are supposed to achieve, such as profit goals for a general manager, production, cost, and quality goals for a plant manager, and schedule and specifications for a technician. They must have knowledge of their performance against goals such as profit, throughput rate, and conformance to specifications. Employees should also have a means of regulating performance to meet goals, such as having the authority and the ability to vary the process or the operator's own conduct. Exhibit 8-36, State of Self-Control. At the top of this exhibit are the three key criteria for the state of self-control, which are the things workers need to have. However, in order for self-control to be successful even when these are present, the organization must ensure that it has an adequate enabling environment in which worker tasks are planned adequately, work is standardized and stable. Process variation is within acceptable limits. Workers have tools such as the plan-do-check action cycle to maintain a state of self-control and continuous improvement. Only if both the worker and environmental conditions are present can workers be held responsible for any deficiencies in performance. If management has made sure that the criteria and environmental conditions for a state of self-control are in place, any quality problems that arise can be said to be worker-controllable. Conversely, if there are deficiencies or weaknesses in the three key criteria for the state of control, knowledge of what to accomplish, knowledge of performance against goals, and means of regulating performance, quality is no longer worker-controllable, but is considered management-controllable. In other words, management is at fault and has work to do before workers can be held responsible.